The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads to Lincoln for the Class C2 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament.
There's Noah Johnson with the ball. Johnson comes over here in the wing to Nicholas Hornacy, to Cole Wiseman. There's a shot from the free throw line, something in.
Feel the action, the drama, and catch all the can't-miss moments of March Madness in the capital city.
Rebound is loose, and it's going to be brought out of there by Southern Valley. Durrell has got the ball for the Eagles. Entry pass to get it inside to Hunter Quinn. It's out there right-handed and scores.
It's the Class C2 State Tournament, and it's next on the Breeze 94.5.
Grady Cook at the top of the key, lobs it inside. Creighton Burr spins, puts up a shot in the lane. Good.
Let's take you courtside for the New Tech Seed pregame show as we prepare for today's game.
And good evening, everyone, from Prosh Activity Center here at Lincoln Southeast High School. It is the New Tech Seed pregame show ahead of the C2 state quarterfinal matchup between the Sutton Mustangs district champions and on the wild card, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And they're here on a wild card because Sutton beat them in the district final in double overtime. We are pleased to be with you with our producer-engineer John Dibbern and Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda, live at Prosh Activity Center on our New Tech Seed pregame show. Two sessions are already in the books today, and we'll take a look at those in just a moment. But this ball game here, Jeff, anytime you get a rematch of the postseason at the state tournament is always intriguing. A lot of people wondering how Sutton got the job done. 8-6 at the half, and both coaches say, you know, it wasn't because the ball was held. It wasn't because it was a slowdown game. Yes, it may have been deliberate, but they didn't make shots, and both coaches telling me, before the game, they don't expect that that's what it'll be today.
No, and it's different when you see a team basically the next game. And so the game plans will probably be different because both teams are going to expect similar defenses, similar offenses, and so they might try to fool each other a little bit. So you'll definitely see something more different than 8-6. They'll probably try to get up and down the floor as much because after you've played this team as many times as they have, you know, through football, through basketball, you kind of know what they're going to do. So we'll see what kind of game plan each coach comes up with and see which coach comes out on top tonight.
Well, and a key tonight will be point guard Jordan Slough for Donovan Trumbull. He's been battling back injuries all the way back to the football playoffs. And it seemed like he had healed up, but then he re-injured it in the first quarter of this game with Sutton and could not finish the game. And that really changed the dynamics. Coach Steve Hartman saying, he's felt as good today as he has since that ball game. They think maybe they finally got a little something worked loose in there to free him up a little bit more with all the work and treatment that he's had, and he will start tonight. But a 100% Jordan Slough and a 50% Jordan Slough are a big difference. When Jordan's 100%, he'll score, he'll get the steals, he can go after you. And when he is not 100%, he pretty much, and we saw that earlier this year, he pretty much just runs the point, distributes the basketball, plays the best defense that he can out there, and he's not as much of a threat. But you also have to feel, Jeff, that now Donovan Trumbull has had some time to work on things if Slough can't go, specifically against what Sutton did to them last time.
Yeah, and he's such a good defender, but once he's hurt, his first instinct is to pass the ball initially and not shoot in that three-point position when you get the ball. So they've probably planned for the worst. They're aggressive with their treatment a lot this week with Jordan's in his back to see if they can't get it to respond. I know adrenaline a lot of times can carry you through the pain as well. So Jordan will give it a go tonight and we'll see how long. If he should be able to hold up, but let's see if it bothers him at all tonight.
We'll take a break. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is brought to high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Prosh Activity Center here in Lincoln, getting ready for state tournament basketball action. Let's take a look at what has happened earlier today in Class C2. It was Ainsworth pulling away in the second half to defeat Battle Creek 71-54. And Freeman held off Kimball, a tough one for Kimball and Mitch Dom, who is going to South Dakota State. He had a brilliant game, but Freeman wins it 49-46. So Ainsworth and Freeman will play the first semifinal tomorrow at the Sports Center at 2. The winner of this game will play the Southern Valley Bergen winner tomorrow at 3:45 at the Sports Center. You'll hear it here on The Breeze. We'll also have the Southern Valley Bergen game coming your way at 8:45. In Class A, Omaha Benson beat Lincoln Northeast 73-58, and Westside beat Lincoln Southeast 63-56. Omaha South and Norfolk will tip off here at 7, followed by Omaha Central and Bellevue West. In B, York beat Pius 41-37, and Beatrice held on against Omaha Roncalli 43-41. Right now, Grand Island Northwest and Elkhorn South can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9. That'll be followed by Scott's Bluff and Scut. The C1 semifinals are set. Wayne beat Cozad 60-45. Wahoo came back to beat Falls City in overtime 64-58. SCOTUS beat Kearney Catholic 72-57. And how about this one? Wahoo Newman over Boone Central Newman Grove 90-72. In D1, Clearwater Orchard upset North Platte St. Pat's 46-42. Randolph beat Elm Creek 41-39. Howells Dodge over Fullerton 48-35. And Overton down Lord Central Catholic of Nebraska City 65-58. In D2, Bancroft Rosalie over Hitchcock County 64-29. Falls City Sacred Heart over Layton 58-50. High Plains and Exeter Milligan are just about ready to tip it off at Lincoln East. And then Elwood will play Spalding Academy, also on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take another timeout. Be more back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals at State from Around the Block in Donovan. Around the Block is a one-of-a-kind shop with a unique selection of home decor, jewelry, antiques, seasonal items, and Melissa and Doug toys. You'll find wonderful handmade gifts and decorations, too. Come to Around the Block and visit the tea room and enjoy lunch or dessert while shopping. Bring your state basketball program in and receive a 10% discount on select items. Go Cardinals! Around the Block, 109 West Plum Street in downtown Donovan.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Jeff Abel, back to the Launch Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton getting ready to do battle. Another thing you look at tonight as well, neither one of these teams are overly deep. They know each other, Jeff, because they have played a lot of good football against each other, and they have played a lot of good basketball against each other. But the basketball rivalry, not quite as intense as football.
No, football, you know, 2 years ago, Sutton made it all the way to the final, and then this year, Donovan Trumbull gets a quick three-point victory over them in the regular season and then all the way to the state championship. So football history is there. No matchups in the regular season between these two, but they did meet in that district final. And it was a double overtime slugfest. Sutton won it 43-39, so Donovan Trumbull getting in via the wild cards got a second life. And usually if you get that second life, it wakes you up, it gets you going. So Donovan probably going to be the favorite tonight. But Sutton, again, they know each other, so you couldn't put it past them to pull off the upset here again tonight.
I think it's a lot different on the wild card if you get that rematch. Elm Creek today got in on a wild card, lost to Randolph 41-39, a team that was ranked number one going into the postseason. We're going to take a timeout here for the national anthem. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Sutton Lumber in Sutton offers all you may need for commercial and residential new construction and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Mustangs, on a successful season and best wishes at State. Sutton Lumber, your building specialist. Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy. at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
No matter how big or small the job, there's a John Deere utility tractor that's just right for you. And now, during deer season, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, implement bonuses, or cash off all compact tractors and select utility tractors up to 150 horsepower. Come in, compare, and save today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Donovan, Sutton, and Trumbull. Doug, good to Jeff Babel as we take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's C2 state quarterfinal game. And we will start with the visitors from Sutton. Number two, 6 foot senior Cole Wiseman, averages about 12 points, 3 rebounds a game. Number 30, 6 foot 4 inch junior Nicholas Honensey. Honensey gets you just about 4 points, but he pulls down 3 rebounds. 32, 6'1 junior, Andrew Pulowski, 8 points, 2 rebounds a game. Number 34, 6'1 sophomore, Tristan Sheridan, 5 points, 5 rebounds a game. And number 40, 6 foot junior, Noah Johnson, averages about 9 points and is the team's leading rebounder at 7 per ball game. For the Donovan Trumbull, or the head coach is John Latahoff for Sutton. He is assisted by Josh Rapp and Michael Veliba. They are 17-9, defeating Superior and Thayer Central in the sub-districts and Donovan Trumbull in the district final. They come in with a record of 17-9, unranked in C2. For Donovan Trumbull, number 3, 5'9 senior Jordan Slough. Number 5, 6'5 senior Creighton Burr. Slough averages 8 points, 3 rebounds. Burr is the leading scorer at 16.5 points and 8 rebounds. Number 10, 5'7", senior defensive specialist, but he can hit the three, Lorenzo Williams. Averages 6.5 points and 2 rebounds. Number 23, 6'5", senior Grady Cook. Averages 8 points and 6 rebounds. And number 25, 6-foot senior Riley Wiltfong. Averages 11.5 points and 4 rebounds per game. The head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals is Steve Hartman, assisted by Jeff Kiesling, Kellen Burr, and Matt Armand. Donovan Trumbull is 22-4 on the season. They beat Blue Hill and Hastings St. Cecilia in the sub-districts and lost in double overtime to Sutton in the district final. This is their first trip to state since consolidating as Donovan and Trumbull. So Donovan Trumbull didn't win conference, didn't win sub-districts. They are going to try and win state, and it starts here tonight against Sutton. Those are the starting lineups. We'll be ready to tip it off in a moment. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed will tip it off in a minute.
Hi, this is Dr. Pradeepta Chaudhary of Bryan Heart Mary Lanning Cardiology. I have returned to Hastings to be part of this new partnership between Bryan Health and Mary Lanning Healthcare. My colleagues and I will serve the region 24/7 through our office in the Medical Services Building in Suite 206. To schedule an appointment, including new patients, call 402-460-5555. I'm excited to be back in a community that means so much to me. For all your heart care needs, choose Bryan Heart Mary Lanning Cardiology.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of 4 qualifying Cooper tires, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $160 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid rebate card, too, when you use your Mr. Tire credit card. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're ready to get things underway here at the Prosh Activity Center. Jumping center for Sutton will be Nicholas Honesty. And going for Donovan Trumbull will be Creighton Burr. Jeff Schwartz walks into the center circle, tosses it in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They'll move from right to left, Sutton from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Man-to-man defense by Sutton, and Jordan Slough has it up top to Williams. Williams tries to lob it into Burr. Burr catches, turns, lays it over the front of the rim and in. And Creighton Burr gets Donovan Trumbull on the board. They lead it 2-0. So immediately able to get things going here for the Cardinals. Sutton with the basketball. Up top with it is Hennessy. Get it into the right-hand corner to Wiseman. Up top, they'll go to Johnson. Again, these kids very familiar with each other as man-to-man defense also being played by Donovan Trumbull. They've kind of pushed Sutton out away from the basket. Coming off a couple of picks, Johnson has it. Pulls up right elbow from 11. No good. Followed his own shot, though. He'll kick it back out. Can't get a look at a three that time for Pulowski. And they'll reset the offense here for Sutton. First minute of the game off the baseline. There's Wiseman, tries to force it into Johnson. The ball gets knocked away. Noah still in the lane. And finally, a walk is going to be called. Now 3 seconds. Either way, it's a Sutton turnover. They battled. They got the offensive board, but weren't able to get the ball back up there. Really defended up pretty good there.
Yeah, and Donovan Trumbull did a nice job getting to Burr right away, getting him going. And then Sutton wasted a whole minute there, didn't get a good shot. They didn't need their shots to fall tonight if they have any chance of winning here.
So working it around the perimeter again, Jordan Slough, top of the key, off a couple of picks, goes right side, attacking the hoop is going to be Riley Wiltfong, but nowhere to go. So back out, and they'll rotate it around. Burr is really in a battle down low. Williams drives to Slough in the right-hand corner. But you can already tell, Jeff, he's not even squaring up to look at the basket, which tells me he may not be much of a factor in the half-court offense. And here's a hold on Noah Johnson, him and Creighton Burr. It looks like this is going to be the battle early on here, and you might get a couple of fouls each way. Johnson with the first one of the game.
Yeah, and he's just deferring when he gets the ball, Doug, on that right wing. His first look is to pass and not shoot. And then the battle inside between Johnson and Burr is going good. Foul early.
Here's the inbounds pass. It's a lob to Burr. Burr missed it, but he's fouled. And this might also be on Johnson. Yes, it is. Two fouls on Noah Johnson with 6:26 to go here in the first quarter. He's going to have to come out, and Creighton Burr is at the line to shoot two, and the first one rolls off the front of the rim, no good. So foul trouble early on here. Johnson is out, and here's Trey Raymer, another great athlete, but definitely different build than what Noah Johnson has.
Yeah, they're going to move Hohensee down on Burr to match up now, so we'll see how that one goes.
Burr missed both free throws. The rebound brought down by Sheridan. Here comes Sutton quickly into the front court to Pulowski. Pulowski looks up top, and here's a foul called on the Cardinals. A hand check on Riley Wiltfong. We saw this officiating crew earlier today doing the Falls City Wahoo game that went into overtime. And a crazy play just to get it into overtime. We may get into that a little bit during our halftime show. Right now, Cole Wiseman, guarded by Lorenzo Williams, gives it over on the right wing to Trey Raymer. Raymer, a little room on a baseline, tries to take it at Creighton Burr, now kicks it back out, right elbow, Sheridan, reverse it left side, Wiseman, well outside the arc, uses the ball screen to the right elbow, Sheridan, back to Wiseman, now he attacks left side, he'll put it up over the swing of Burr and score. Cole Wiseman was either going to score or get rejected into the band because that was a big swat that Creighton Burr tried to put on him, and we are tied at two. In the paint again. This time they'll find Grady Cook. Cook really pushing people off, and a foul called. It's going to be on Sutton. And Coach Ladahoff here wanting an explanation. They thought Cook walked and shoved and pushed and bit an ankle and all kinds of things. He did some of that.
Yeah, there was some contact, so they thought maybe he had walked with it, and then Donovan Trumbull thought he walked because he was shoved. Ended up getting the call on the foul.
So Tristan Sheridan called for the foul. And Grady Cook at the line will nail the first free throw. And it's 3-2, Donovan Trumbull, 5:42 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way. It is good. So Cook nails them both, and it's now 4-2 in favor of the Cardinals. So some points put on the board here in the first 2.5 minutes. Sutton with it on the left wing, dribbling out of there, Trey Raymer. Between the circles, he's guarded by Jordan Slough. Forces him to the right-hand dribble. Well outside the arc, Pulowski. Sutton really trying to spread the floor here. And then they throw it over Cole Wiseman's head, but he is able to get just the fingertip on it. And now a hand check foul called here on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to be on Lorenzo Williams. That'll be his first and the team's second. So still 4-2. In favor of Donovan Trumbull, Sutton on the offensive end. Weak side, oh, good ball fake, taking it all the way. And then Creighton Burr blocked the shot, and it's dropped out of bounds by Sutton. Andrew Pulowski left his defender in the dust, but Creighton Burr, with the same vigorous type of block shot attempt that we saw earlier blocks that one off the glass.
Yeah, people are thinking maybe that was a goaltend, but that was a clean block, and then Sheridan just hit him in the legs, and so Donovan Trumbull takes possession.
Burn the paint, goes left elbow, well defended, puts it up, won't go, and then a foul going to be called. It's tight early, and a foul called on Grady Cook on the rebound from Tristan Sheridan. And as we watched the game earlier today, Jeff, between Fall City and Wahoo, it seemed like there were a lot of fouls called early and less as the game moved along. In fact, it was a brutally physical fourth quarter.
Yeah, and this is the same reffing crew, and there's been a decent amount of contact. You know, these teams know each other pretty well, so the refs are trying to set the tone, saying this is what we're going to call, so both teams need to be aware of the officiating style.
Hodesy takes it on the right wing to Raymer. Raymer looking inside. Oh, they missed wide open on a baseline. Sheridan, he comes out and takes it in the right-hand corner, but Sheridan was open off the screen. Now to Wiseman, kick it up top. Looking at a three is Pulowski, but he's covered to the free throw line. Sheridan to Wiseman, who checks with Coach Ladahoff, and they'll reset. Now we're seeing some of that patience on offense from Sutton that they showed to the district final. Wiseman posts up. The cutter goes through, but Raymer's covered. Now a tough turnaround jumper is no good by Wiseman, and the rebound brought down by Creighton Burr. That's the first board of the game by Donovan Trumbull. Slough gets it up top. Working over the right side is Cook. Again, a lot of pushing down low on the left wing, and there is a foul away from the basketball. You heard the groans earlier. Now you get the foul call. It's going to go on Nicholas Hodesy, his first, the team's fourth, and now here comes Eric Tobin. And Tobin is a physical kid in there if he needs to be. He's not going to be pushed around.
No, 6'2", Doug. He doesn't average a lot of points, but he's in there for defense for sure.
So it'll be Donovan Trumbull ball on their baseline, leading it 4-2 with 3:54 to go here in this first quarter of play. Slough to throw it in. He's even rubbing his back while we wait to throw it in. Now they'll toss him the ball. Nothing open off a couple of screens. They go out top to Lorenzo Williams. They sag on him. Usually he'd shoot that three. Now he drives to the left elbow, kicks it out on the wing to Wiltfong. Back up top, Williams, reverse it right side. Good ball movement as Burr pops out top of the key off two screens. Williams is covered. He'll start the dribble on the left elbow. Now lob it into Burr, one-on-one. A little mini hook, good. Creighton Burr had a good matchup there, and he'll knock it home. 6-2, Donovan Trumbull leads it by four. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Sutton up the floor. But Donovan Trumbull beats him back, and they throw it away. Second turnover for the Mustangs.
Yeah, not what you want to do. They'll take a timeout, try and figure out what's going wrong with their team so far this early on.
So a timeout on the floor with 3:25 to go in the first quarter of play. It's a 30-second timeout. 6-2, Donovan Trumbull.
At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And so, to be many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. We're underway here in the first quarter of our C2 quarterfinal game, brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again, 6-2 in favor of Donovan Trumbull, and they've got the ball out of the Sutton timeout. Williams comes to the left corner, baseline, jump pass out to Slough. Ginn didn't look to shoot. Over to Williams. 2-3 zone here. Jumper in the corner, Wiltfong for three. That's the first three attempted. It's over everything. And it's run down by Pulowski. And I wonder how long it's going to take Sutton to realize that Slough is not going to be involved in the offense, Jeff. I think that is a huge storyline here. As the ball comes over to Cole Wiseman, guarded by Williams.
Yeah, and Donovan Trumbull likes to work their perimeter and let Burr do his thing inside, and so they need to be a threat from out there. And right now, with their passiveness, they're not going to shoot in a lot of threes, so Sutton should try to adjust their defense.
Pulowski drives, gets the foul called. They're even going to give him free throws. Riley Wiltfong picks up his second foul. Noah Johnson's already on the bench with two fouls for Sutton. And at the line, Andrew Pulowski to shoot the first free throws of the game for the Mustangs. And it is up, and it is good.
and Doug Sutton, they've got a five decent amount of good scores. But after that, I mean, they don't have a lot of bench help. And so with two people in fouls early, we'll see how the bench responds early in this one.
Noah Keller now checks in for Donovan Trumbull. They've used their seven guys. Second free throw up, and Pulowski hits them both. 6-4, Donovan Trumbull. Let's see if they stay in that 2-3 zone. Sutton looks like they have switched out of the man to the zone out of that timeout. It's not the defense that was bothering, it was their offense. Into the corner, Keller. Keller drives into the paint, around one, around two, tough one-hander, no good. Ball gets tipped out of there, Sheridan with the rebound, outlet pass, Wiseman. Wiseman takes it right by Slough, layup too strong. And the ball comes out to Lorenzo Williams, and Lowe wants to run, but the numbers aren't there. It's 2-on-4, so he'll stop on the right side of the key, keep the dribble, and get it back out to Keller. Back over to Williams. Drives to the right elbow. His pass to Burr got away. First Donovan Trumbull turnover. Wiseman out ahead of Burr, who lets him go. This time the layup is good. And we are tied at 6. So 6-6 your score. And Burr out front. There's some contact. Burr pushed off, but he'd already been fouled by Trey Raymer. And that'll be the first foul on Raymer. That is the ninth foul we've had called here in the first quarter. 1:46 to go. Tied at 6. And Donovan Trumbull will take it in on the far side.
You know, Wiseman, nice job last possession getting the steal and go. He was real big in their last district final win, was Wiseman. Heck of a player.
Yeah, Wiseman the man for Sutton Mustangs. Going to go play football at Doan. On the right wing with it is Lorenzo Williams. Gets it to Cook inside. Tobin posts up, and he'll score. Eric Tobin with a good one-hand turnaround jumper, 8-6. Donovan Trumbull back on top, a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Sutton's very quick about getting the ball up the floor. Crossover Wiseman off the pick, up and under move, and he'll get it right back. He's got 6 of the 8, and it's 8-8. So Sutton struggling the first 4.5 minutes, has put up two buckets and the free throws from Pulowski. 6 points here in the last minute and a half. Skip pass Keller all the way in the corner to Slough. But again, if Jordan's not going to shoot, that is not a good pass. Williams back on the right wing to Keller. Keller again skips it over to Slough. But Sutton knows that they don't have to go chase him, so they can try to steal it. Now Williams comes into the paint. Oh, they grabbed his jersey, but no whistle. He's telling the ref he grabbed his jersey and he untucked it. The rebound brought down by Tristan Sheridan. I could see when he got into the lane, maybe the ref couldn't see it, but they would have flagged that for 10 yards in August, September, and October.
Yeah, and then the quick foul the other way on him. So, I mean, tough luck there for Donovan Trumbull.
So Grady Cook with his second foul. Each team with 5, 35 seconds to go. Driving to baseline. The shot is blocked in there. Nice play by Tobin. Blocked it out of bounds on the attempt from Trey Raymer. Tobin held his ground in there for the first block shot for him. Second for Donovan Trumbull. 33 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, 8-8. C2 quarterfinal, Donovan Trumbull and Sutton. Sutton to throw it in, Wiseman goes all the way out top to Pulowski. Pulowski has the 2 free throws, Wiseman has the other 6, and he holds the ball on the left wing. Top of the circle to Honesty. They're running their offense, but it does appear that they are trying to hold for the last shot unless they can get a back cut layup. Now they bring it out, holding the ball, Wiseman. Williams will put the 5-second count on him. Got it to about 4. Now here they go. 9 seconds. Off the screen will be Raymer. Raymer over on the left wing. A long 3-pointer is no good. And the rebound brought down by Slough. And he will throw it the length of the court, but it will come up short. And that is the end of the first quarter of play in the C2 Boys State Basketball Tournament. Sutton 8. Donovan Trumbull 8. Back in a minute on the Breeze.
For all your printing and advertising needs, call Printing MD, your printing doctor in Sutton. Printing MD can do it all, from embossed napkins and wedding invitations to posters and magnetic signs for your vehicle. Printing MD can make a banner for a special occasion or designated parking signs for your lot. Add that to letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, registration forms, posters, brochures, sales bills, and more. Printing MD is your complete printer. Call for a quote on your next printing job. 773-5582. Printing MD, proudly supporting all Sutton athletes.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
John Dibbern back at the studio. I'm Doug Duda on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Sutton will get the ball to start the second quarter. Backdoor lob, but it hit the rim trying to get it to Wiseman, and that'll end up being a Sutton turnover. And into the front court, it'll be Wilt Fong. DeBurr right back to Riley in the left-hand corner. Up top, they'll go to Williams. Swing it over to Jordan Slough. Slough gets it up between the circles to Wilt Fong. And Sutton has stayed in the zone. They went to a man-to-man to start the game, switched it up to a zone. Yeah, slow Donovan just a little bit. Ball in the left-hand corner, a three. Wilt Fong in and out, no good. Burr gets the offensive rebound, tries to make the pass to Cook, and he'll lay it up and in. Nice job there by Creighton Burr, who was really close to the rim but just couldn't get the shot away, so he finally dished it off. And it's 10-8, Donovan Trumbull. They led 6-2. That's the biggest lead of the game. Sutton has not led. The ball tipped. The ball stolen away. Good job by Grady Cook to get the hand on the ball. And back-to-back turnovers to start the second quarter. Sutton now has 4. Donovan Trumbull with 1. Rebound 6-2 in the first quarter in favor of Sutton. Free throws 2 of 2 Sutton, 2 of 4 for Donovan Trumbull. As they work the ball inside for an alley-oop that is tipped in by Creighton Burr. He almost got the dunk. He's got 6 of the 12 points, and it's a 4-point lead for Donovan Trumbull on the alley-oop.
Yeah, 4 straight, so now Sutton will check back in Noah Johnson, next dead ball.
Sutton gets a chance here to Wiseman. Boy, if he jams that home, that really makes this place erupt. Ball in the hands of Wiseman. Off a lot of screens. Give it on the left wing to Raymer. Again, Noah Johnson still hasn't been back in the game. He picked up 2 fouls in the first 90 seconds. Here's a Raymer shot up and under that's going to be blocked by Cook and taken away by the Cardinals. They'll run the floor. Slough's first shot of the game from the free throw line. No good. It's tipped out long. And a rebound for Raymer and a quick timeout called here by Sutton. 6 minutes to go in the first half of play. It's Donovan Trumbull 12, Sutton 8. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball, brought to you by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. So contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. And we are ready for Sutton to try to get it down low. Johnson has re-entered the game, but the pass to him is tipped away. So Johnson should be full of energy, but he's got to make sure he doesn't get his third foul. And they'll lob it in underneath. Right back to Wiseman, a left-hand wing, after it was thrown into Pulowski. Wiseman one-on-one with Williams, looks for the ball, screen, pick and roll. They switch the screen, they switch the defense. And it has to be kicked over here to Tanner Peterson. Peterson's pass is loose, and another Sutton turnover. Donovan Trumbull grabs the ball, and did they call timeout? I think they, no, there is a foul? No, they did call timeout. They did call timeout. I think Slough wasn't sure what exactly had happened and called a timeout there that they didn't need, but nonetheless, 5:29 to go here in the second quarter. It's still 12-8 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. We'll take it with him. Be back in 30 seconds.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got to see Bob here at the basketball game tonight. Talk to him a little bit before the ball game. Always a great supporter of high school athletics. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. Donovan Trumbull basketball. Wilt Fong drives the baseline. Had his shot partially blocked. And it'll be picked up by Grady Cook, who is fouled. And the foul is going to go on Tanner Peterson, his first, and the team's sixth. Cook is the only player to make free throws so far for Donovan Trumbull. He's 2 of 2. He's got 4 points. Burr's got 6. Eric Tobin has the other bucket. First of 2 free throws is on the way, and it's short, no good. Sutton has yet to score here in the second quarter.
Nice job, though, by Wilfong, Doug. He usually just kind of sits at that three-point line, lets the shots come to him. That time he just drove to the bucket, ended up passing the ball off to Cook. Cook gets to the line, so Wilfong trying to mix it up, maybe overcompensate for Slough's inability to be a three-point threat and taking it up to the hoop there.
Second free throw coming up, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound, Noah Johnson. Couple of scores for us, Jeff?
Yep, I got 3 first quarter scores. Omaha, South, and Norfolk are tied at 11 after first in Class A. And Class B, Elkhorn South was up 10-0 after first. Final Northwest has gotten a bucket. It's 12-2 early in the second in that one in Class B. And in Class D2 over at Lincoln East, Exeter Milligan right now leads High Plains 12-11 after one. So a lot of a couple of good scores, and Northwest struggling right now over on Classic Hits.
Yeah, that game is on Classic Hits 98.9, also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here we have a 12-8 game, 3 minutes into the second quarter. With it at the top of the circle is Williams over to Slough. Back to Wilfong, open looking at a 3, and that goes over the backboard. It hit the heel and bounced over the backboard, so neither team able to hit a 3 either. And again, remember, they didn't shoot the ball well in the first matchup. Creighton also playing tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, Creighton up big right now on DePaul, 56-43. It was a heck of a ball game. DePaul right now 14-7 run to start the second half, but Creighton up by 13 with 12 minutes to go in that one in the Big East.
All right, Nebraska will play Ohio State tomorrow at 1:30. We'll have that for you on 1230 KHAS. Ooh, Williams went for the steal here, and he ran into Wiseman. And for Lorenzo Williams, that will be his second foul. So Williams, Cook, and Wilfong all have 2 fouls. That's definitely something to watch because neither team is all that deep, and Slough playing with the back injury, it's like he's playing with 4 fouls the whole time because you never know when he's going to go out.
Yeah, and that could be something to watch as far as depth concerned for both teams. Noah Johnson's been doing a nice job of playing with those 2 fouls though for Sutton as well.
So the ball in the hands here of Sutton. Pass tip. Johnson goes out and gets it at midcourt. Needing some offense, Sutton finally fires the 3. It's off the front of the rim, no good by Pulowski. And the rebound will be brought down by Eric Tobin. He'll clear it to Williams, and he'll find his point guard, Jordan Slough. Neither team really going with full court pressure. Maybe that's part of the depth. Into Burr. Burr finds Tobin, flashes down the lane as the layup is good. Good job by Donovan Trumbull. They finally figured out that they're double and triple teaming Burr. And if they can just get him the ball, he'll find the open man. And it's a 6-0 run to start the second quarter for Donovan Trumbull. They're up 14-8. And Sutton, who did not score in the second quarter of that district final, hasn't scored here. And Burr pops it away. Sutton, 5 turnovers up to Wilfong, brings it in, draws the contact. They're going to get a blocking foul called on Sutton's Andrew Pulowski. That'll be his first, and 2 more free throws coming up for Donovan Trumbull. This time, it'll be Riley Wilfong. But Sutton, uncharacteristically, turning the ball over here, and a majority of these are kind of unforced, or they're getting poked out while they're just holding the ball on their hip.
Yeah, not a lot of pressure there from Donovan Trumbull. Just kind of Sutton shooting themselves in the foot, and Donovan's taking advantage of it, getting the line here.
But they got to make the free throws. This is not a great free throw shooting team. Wilfong missed the first. They're now 2 of 7 at the line. Second free throw coming up here for Wilfong. It's on the way, and it is good. Riley with his first point of the basketball game, 15-8 in favor of the Cardinals here on the Breeze, 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. High school basketball brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge.
It looks like Keller's coming into the game for Wilfong now, maybe trying to save Riley on that defense from picking up maybe a third foul here.
3:15 to go before halftime. The Allen Superstore halftime report. Here's a good drive by Wiseman. Gets it underneath to Johnson. Creighton Burr, though, blocks another one and blocks it out of bounds. The fourth block shot here for Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, he's got 5 inches there on Johnson. You could see right there, Johnson had a head fake because he didn't have a good look at it, and that's all it took for Burr to close the gap, and Burr blocks it out of bounds. 15-8, Donovan on a heck of a run right now.
Nicholas Honesty back in for Sutton. And another inbounds pass coming out of the right wing. Get it to Honesty. Back underneath, and there's Johnson. He'll lay it up and in. And it took 5 minutes, but Sutton does score in the second quarter this time around. 15-10, Donovan Trumbull. Burr, right elbow, little hook, little grab. They're going to say Cole Wiseman with the grab, and both teams are in the bonus. So Creighton Burr will go to the line. He's 0 of 2, has 6 points, a couple of rebounds, and a couple of blocks here so far in the first half. Eric Tobin does come in, and checking out Grady Cook. Again, a reminder, the Allen Superstore halftime report will be coming up. We'll look at the first half stats of this game, preview the Southern Valley Archbishop Bergen game, which is next here on The Breeze, and we will also look at what is going on the other 7 o'clock games and results from earlier today. Front end of the 1-1, Creighton Burr, it's up, it is good.
Yeah, Sutton switches to that 2-3 zone. It frees up Johnson from having to guard Burr, but Burr still gets to the line and draws a foul on Keller, so good job by Burr working that offense.
Second free throw on the way. It's good. So Burr hits them both. 4 at each quarter, 8 for the game. The lead back to 7, 17-10, Donovan Trumbull. The winner plays tomorrow at 3:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Sutton trailed a majority of the game until forcing the overtime and eventually winning it in double overtime at Hastings High in the district final. Wiseman sets the offense, gets it in motion here to Tristan Sheridan on the right side of the key. He'll go to Pulowski. Back cut, he threw it behind Johnson, but right into the hands of Wiseman, who drives, and his reverse layup is blocked out of bounds by Creighton Burr. So a break that Sutton didn't turn it over, and Donovan Trumbull stayed right with it with another good defensive play.
Yeah, just Creighton Burr being the man in the lane, not letting anybody inside.
Here's Pulowski from 18. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Eric Tobin. And Sutton just not a very good outside shooting team here the last two times they played. Slough with it to Burr. Dribbles out on the wing to Williams. They've really kept him in check. Over to Slough. Into the corner to Wiltfong. Burr, no, they'll skip it all the way atop. Now Williams with a three. It's up. It's good. And that's why you got to keep him in check. The first three of the game. A timeout by Sutton. They only have two remaining. They've used three timeouts with 2:07 to go here in the first half. Donovan Trumbull 20, Sutton 10. We'll be back in a minute here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Real personal service is heart, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton Mustangs the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around the Sutton area for over 14 years. They're one of the best to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any other joint discomfort. Call for your appointment at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Mustangs, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast from Donovan Trumbull and Sutton, and then, of course, Southern Valley and Archbishop Bergen fans getting here and getting ready for their game, which will tip a little over an hour from now. Right now, Sutton got to get some offense. They're down 20-10, and coming out of the timeout with less than 2 minutes to go in the half, they don't want to waste that timeout. But again, I don't see anything new. I see a lot of patience out there. And when you control the ball that long, Jeff, the odds of turning it over compared to scoring even out so much more. And I think that is going to catch up with Sutton here if they don't get some shots up.
Yeah, I agree. And I think what they need to do, Doug, is they're so much better when Wiseman has the ball in his hand and he attacks the basket, because if they collapse on him, somebody's going to be open. So they need to start doing that.
Ball screen. Raymer tries the baseline, but then comes back out again. It was there. He just didn't take it. He didn't want to go in for the contact. Out to Wiseman. There's a little room. He'll draw the contact. There's the backdoor pass. Johnson got his man in the air, but then didn't shoot it. The ball is tipped back out to Hennessy after he does shoot it. It's just time and selection of shots. I mean, Johnson made the ball fake, got his man in the air. You got to lean into him and get the call. Instead, he waited for him to come down. Then he had the shot tipped. Here's Wiseman, floater in the lane. No good. Johnson may have went over the back. We're going to get a jump ball between Johnson and Tobin. And the arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull. Johnson very fortunate not to be whistled for his third foul there.
Yeah, that could have been a 50-50 call. They'll get the jump ball, so Donovan will keep the possession. And Sutton, just another empty possession, Doug. It looked like maybe they had two or three good looks there. Just nothing. Only 2 points so far in this second quarter.
And 1 minute to go here in the half. Will the Cardinals play for the last shot? Wiseman getting all over Slough, making him work as they go back to the man-to-man. A little late to be doing that on Slough. You want to tire him down maybe early on in the second quarter. This could be a look just to make Donovan Trumbull think a little bit at halftime. They've whittled it down to 35 seconds to go. Active man-to-man Sutton. The lane is open. They run Burr through. The pass, though, is tipped and turned over. That's just the second turnover of the game for Donovan Trumbull compared to seven for Sutton. Into the front court, Raymer. 24 seconds to go. And they're going to hold it. But they've got to find a way to get some points here. Get a little something to get your crowd applauding as you go to the halftime locker room. 12 seconds. Wiseman dribbling in place between the circles. Over on the left wing. Gets it to Johnson. 6 seconds. And we got a foul away from the basketball as they tried to set a pick. And this is going to get Wiseman to the line to shoot a 1-1. And Wilt Fong just got dinged for his third foul with 6 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, dumb foul there if you're Riley. You know, 6 seconds left, you're not even playing the ball, and you send Wiseman to the line. Wiseman so far carrying the Sutton offense.
So he was trying to follow his man and all of a sudden ran into a screen that he didn't see. And at the line, Cole Wiseman, he's got 6 of their 10 points. His first free throw attempt of this state tournament is short. And the rebound brought down by Grady Cook. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The ball is thrown away. Wiseman from half court. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play here in the 2014 C2 State quarterfinals. Your score, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 20 and the Sutton Mustangs 10. We'll be back with the Allen Superstore halftime report right after this on The Breeze and PlantRiverPreps.com.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Rob Feedyard in Donovan has been a part of the successful business picture of Donovan since 1939. More than 70 years of service to the community, providing a local market for your grain and feeder cattle. Rob Feedyard Incorporated is a proud supporter of Donovan Trumbull Athletics and Academics and wishes the athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Call Greg at 402-845-2211. Thank you for your continued support from Rob Feedyard of Donovan.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23%. Back here at Lincoln Southeast High School. Yeah, we're back here, and we got a few halftime scores to report here. Of course, our game is 20-10 right now in favor of Donovan Trumbull. It was 8-8 after one, so Donovan Trumbull with a 12-2 run in that second quarter. At the half, over at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Class A, Omaha South leads Norfolk 24-21. In Class B at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, it's 25-8. Elkhorn South leads Grand Island Northwest, and that's also on Classic Hits 98.9, also playoverpreps.com. And in D2 over at Lincoln East High School, Exeter Milligan and High Plains tied at 26 at the half. So a lot of couple good games out there, and Northwest right now trailing again South, Elkhorn South, 25-18 and a half.
This is the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll be back with the tournament recap and the first half stats in a moment. It is 20-10, Donovan Trumbull leading Sutton on the Breeze.
Sutton Lumber in Sutton offers all you may need for commercial and residential new construction and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Mustangs, on a successful season and best wishes at state. Sutton Lumber, your building specialist. Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
George's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway says congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs on a great year. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Mustangs, from George's 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
It's deer season, a great time to save on new John Deere tractors. Choose a 3E, 5D, or 5E series tractor and get 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get $1,000 off a new 3E with the purchase of two qualifying implements. Start off this season with the tractor you want. Don't wait. Call or come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Prosh Activity Center here at Lincoln Southeast. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you at the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Here's where we're at in Class A. Omaha Benson beat Lincoln Northeast 73-58 and Omaha Westside over Lincoln Southeast 63-56. At the half, Omaha South trails Norfolk 26-24, and then Omaha Central will play Bellevue West. In Class B, York rallied to beat Lincoln Pius X 41-37. Beatrice held off Omaha Roncalli 43-41. Elkhorn South leading Grand Island Northwest 25-8 at the half. That'll be followed by Scott's Bluff and Omaha Scut. In C1, the semifinals are set. Wayne beat Cozad 60-45. Wahoo with a crazy win over Falls City 64-58, a game that was marred by turnovers and fouls and missed free throws. But Falls City scored with 2.7 seconds to go at the Devaney Center. Wahoo used their final timeout, had to go the length of the court, so they threw the Hail Mary pass. It got tipped right underneath the hoop, picked up and scored before time expired to send it to overtime, and Wahoo wins. So they'll play Wayne tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Columbus Scotus shot 53% from the floor and put up 72 points in a 72-57 win over Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic's Blake Holtmeyer, 15 points, 9 rebounds, a couple of blocks to end his career. And Scotus will take on Wahoo Newman in the 10:45 semifinal tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank. How about this one? Wahoo Newman, 90. Boone Central Newman Grove, 72. You don't see those kind of scores at the state tournament much anymore. In Class C2, Ainsworth pulled away from Battle Creek in the second half, 71-54. Freeman was able to slip by Kimball, 49-46. They'll play at the Sports Center tomorrow at 2. Of course, here it's 20-10, Donovan Trumbull. The Southern Valley-Bergen matchup coming up next. Southern Valley getting a wild card. They are led by Hunter Quinn, who gets you just about 16.5 points per ball game. Alex Kopp, 13 points a ball game. Southern Valley has some very good talent, and they are the defending state champion. This is just their third appearance as the Cooperative Southern Valley out of Oxford, Stamford, and those schools, those little communities around there, taking on Archbishop Bergen, who's making their 14th trip to state. They were the runner-up in 2010 and 2011, led by Chris Paulson, their coach. And offensively, they are led by Adam Dykeman, who gets 16.5 points a game, and Colton Brego, who gets 13.5 points per basketball game. And they got some big guys in there. Dykeman is 6'7". They've got a youngster that they can bring off the bench as well that is listed at 6'8". They've got Conrad, a starter, at 6'5". So Archbishop Bergen going to be a little bit taller team in that matchup. In D1 today, Clearwater Orchard was able to get by North Platte St. Pat's, rallying from a 14-point deficit to win at 46-42. Randolph held off Elm Creek 41-39. Howells Dodge over Fullerton 48-35. And Overton beat Lord Central Catholic 65-58. You'll hear the Overton-Howells Dodge game tomorrow, 10:45 on Classic Hits 98.9 from the Sports Center. And finally in D2, Bancroft Rosalie over Hitchcock County 64-29. And Falls City Sacred Heart beat Layton 58-50. At the half, Exeter Milligan and High Plains are tied at 26. Then Elwood will play Spalding, Spalding Academy, and you'll hear it live on Classic Hits 98.9. It's 20-10. Donovan Trumbull will give you the first half numbers right after this on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spring in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Where do you get more?
At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Here are your first half numbers for Sutton. Cole Wiseman has 6 points. Trey Raymer and Nicholas Honesey each have a rebound. Andrew Pulaski has a pair of free throws and one rebound. Tristan Sheridan, 4 rebounds. Noah Johnson, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And that's it. 8 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. Sutton, 10 points, 10 rebounds. 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. 0 of 2 from three-point land. 7 turnovers. Noah Johnson, the only player with 2 fouls. For Donovan Trumbull, Creighton Burr, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 3 blocks. Lorenzo Williams has the game's only 3 and a rebound. Grady Cook, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Riley Wiltfong, 1 point. Eric Tobin, 4 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. 8 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Donovan Trumbull with 20 points, 8 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, 3 turnovers, 3 fouls on Wiltfong, 2 on Cook and Williams. Halftime of the C2 State Quarterfinals, Donovan Trumbull 20, Sutton 10. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report on The Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The second half is next.
Magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Sutton Lumber in Sutton offers all you may need for commercial and residential new construction and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Mustangs, on a successful season and best wishes at state. Sutton Lumber, your building specialist.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ready to get the second half underway. It'll be Sutton basketball, and they'll take a jumper in the right-hand corner. Tristan Sheridan, it rims around, no good. Offensive rebound by Honesty. Kicks it out for a three, and it's good for Andrew Pulaski. The first three-pointer of the game for Sutton, and they've already scored more points in the third quarter than they did in the second. Creighton Burr gets it up top to Wilt Fong. Off the pick, Lorenzo Williams kind of lost the handle. Gives it to Slough. Back to Lorenzo. He'll kick it on the wing. There's Wilt Fong. Can't get the three away. Hand in the face by Honesty. Important for the defensive stop here for Sutton. And see, there you go. Slough was wide open for a three. Wiseman was off of him about 6 feet. They know that he's not going to take that shot. And that is going to come into play here. Williams on the post. Burr backs his way in. Spins with a left hand. And the Justin Minaren scores. Creighton Burr with 10 points. 22-13. Fast break. Wiseman beats everybody back. Off the screen. He missed the five-footer. Ball saved into Johnson. He puts it up too strong, and then it's grabbed by Riley Wilt Fong.
Yeah, the one shot Slough did have, Doug, away. He was barely able to get any elevation off of it, so Sutton picks that up. They're going to let him. They're not going to let him beat them.
So Williams drives on the left side of the key, kicks it back to Slough, dribbles it up top. Sutton is starting the second half in a man-to-man defense, 22-13, Donovan Trumbull. 6.5 to go here, quarter number three. Working it around the perimeter, Williams. Holds the ball over to Slough. Up top they go. And Donovan Trumbull really being patient into Bird, double teamed, finds Cook, and Cook walked with a basketball. He just didn't come down correct with the ball. He mistimed his jump or the pass was a little high, however you want to look at it. And that's only the fourth turnover for Donovan Trumbull. He only had one for about the first 14 minutes of this game.
Yeah, I thought that was a big three-pointer there for Sutton, trying to get something going offensively. Hadn't had any outside shots yet, so now that they've got that first one to fall, maybe that'll get them going.
Well, they're going to have to get going again. They're taking a lot of possession time here, and the ball knocked out of Wiseman's hands. Thought he might have been fouled. Instead, Williams to the Creighton Burr. He missed the dunk. Burr went in for the monster jam. It's missed. The rebound at the other end, 3-on-2. The layup is good by Nicholas Honesty. On the assist from Pulaski, so that'll get the Sutton fans into it. That's okay. Creighton Burr can make that on the way up. He just got bumped a little bit and couldn't finish the dunk. Inside Cook, again a little shove. Kick it out of the wing to Wilt Fong. Post up Burr, knocked out of his hands by Wiseman. Out of bounds, but it will be Donovan Trumbull ball. But that still is a four-point turnaround, because if he jams that home, not only is a four-point turnaround, it's going to bring the crowd. They're still going nuts right now.
Yeah, that would have been for sure a momentum shifter, so Sutton was able to not only prevent that, they got it to themselves.
On the inbounds, they get it to Burr. Burr drives, they wave it off, but say there was a foul. He was grabbed before he got the basketball towards the hoop. So foul called on Sutton, first of the second half. And it's going to go on Cole Wiseman, his second. And Slough to throw it in on the baseline for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it in on the block. Cook spins into the paint. Left-hand jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Pulaski, his third. Up to Wiseman. Long outlet pass in the left-hand corner, but right back to Cole. Again, there's no need to make a 50-foot pass if you're not going to do anything with it. And Wiseman puts up a three. It rims out, no good. The rebound brought down by Creighton Burr. 50-foot passes are to go attack the hoop, not turn around and throw it right back to the guy that gave it to you.
Yeah, and Wiseman, he's the kind of guy that needs to take that baseline, try and make something go.
Williams drives off balance, throws it off the window and in. Lorenzo Williams with his first two-point bucket to go with a three, and it's 24-15. Donovan Trumbull, 4:40 to go, third quarter, another low-scoring game between these two. Pick and roll, but no roll, and Sutton turns it, and Wiseman talking to Noah Johnson, just trying to get back on the same page there. And that'll be the ninth turnover of the ball game for Sutton. And Donovan Trumbull, you'd like to say they're controlling the pace. They don't mind playing a game that's 46-44, but this is more of Sutton's pace, slowing it down, and Donovan Trumbull winning the battle so far tonight. With it, Williams, ball fake, drives left baseline, tries to drop it off for Wilt Fong, but Wilt Fong couldn't get it. He thought Williams was going to shoot it, and that'll be the fifth turnover on Donovan Trumbull. So he turned to get position for the rebound, and the ball just slid right by him.
Yeah, 9-point lead right now. It kind of feels like a little bit more the way that the game's just been slowed down right now.
Sutton valuing every possession. With it is Tristan Sheridan. Back out top to Honesty. Into the hands of Pulowski. And you've got a couple, maybe a football team's playing basketball. Baseline is open. That Slough knocked it away. They wanted a call, didn't get it. And Sutton now in a turnover cycle again. When they desperately need a bucket, they're turning it over. Cook top of the circle, swings it left wing. Staying in the man-to-man. We saw zone for quite a while in the second quarter for Sutton. But it's been pretty much all man here in the first half of the third quarter. Williams got an open look at a three and got another one. Lorenzo Williams with his second three-pointer of the ball game, and it's the biggest lead of the game, 12 points. And remember, Sutton only has two timeouts remaining. They used three in the first half. 27-15 Cardinals.
Yeah, it's a big shot right there, too, for Donovan Trumbull, kind of extending this lead to double digits. The way this game's going, that could be big.
Wiseman forces a three. It's no good, and a loose ball will be grabbed by Grady Cook. And Sutton's in a world of hurt right now. They're pressing. They can't score. They're playing good defense, but 15 points on the board, and you're down 12. Slough, he drives and throws it up and in. Jordan letting the adrenaline get to him. He's got his first bucket of the ball game, and Sutton will call the timeout. Well, Donovan Trumbull trying to avenge that district loss, and they're doing a good job. It was 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. Since then, they've outscored Sutton 21-7. 2:49 to go in the third quarter of play. 29-15, Donovan Trumbull. We're back in a minute on the Breeze.
Tom Dinsdale Automotive, for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Prosh Activity Center. Glad you're along with us as Wiseman gets to the high post and then throws it over the head of Noah Johnson. And that just makes you pull your hair out as a coach. You call the timeout, you got a play set, and they don't even really get it going.
No, I mean, you take the timeout to calm the nerves, and then you drop a play, and it looked like it was going to be a good play draw, too, but just poor execution and a turnover for Sutton.
And inside, we got a blocking foul here as Donovan Trumbull takes it to the hole. And the foul is going to be called on number 20, Trey Raymer. That'll be his second foul of the half. You can already tell, though, we talked in the pregame that these guys earlier today called fouls early and not much in the second half. We've got two fouls called here after getting both teams in the double bonus in the first half. And the free throw by Lorenzo Williams is good. 30-15, Donovan Trumbull. The winner of this game plays either Southern Valley or Archbishop Bergen tomorrow. 3:45 here on the Breeze. Second free throw up. Williams missed that one short. Rebound brought down by Noah Johnson. Hard to tell how much it affected the game plan of Sutton when Johnson got two fouls in the first 90 seconds and sat down for over 8 minutes for Coach Latahoff. Sutton again trying to be patient, knowing they need to score. Left elbow Wiseman. Up top, they'll get it to Sheridan. Into the hands of Raymer. Raymer trying to work off the screen, but is double-teamed. Over to Johnson. He'll take a 15-footer right wing. Off the iron, no good. Lorenzo Williams will pull down the rebound. Sutton shot just 22% in the first half, and they're not going up much higher here in the second half. Again, a big battle between Burr and Johnson. Double-teamed on Burr. Back in the deep left-hand corner to Slough. He gets it out of there to Williams. Brings it into the paint. Kicks it back out to Slough. Another battle between Burr and Johnson down low. They are really leaning on each other. Williams, left-hand dribble into the paint. Dishes it off. Nice pass. Cook lets the defender go by. And they're going to call Cook for the travel. They're going to say that he shuffled his feet. Grady didn't want to give the ball back to the official right away.
Yeah, Johnson left his man come help on the drive and left Cook wide open underneath, but Cook just traveled with it. Sutton dodges a bullet there.
Honus, he has it, but 5 points in this quarter after 2 points. I guess it just doesn't matter how you say it. It's 15 total. On the left wing with it, stepping back for the three. It's off the iron, no good by Pulowski. Rebound brought down by Williams. Williams gets tripped up. Foul called on Sutton. And this one goes on Pulowski, his second personal foul, 13th foul of the half on the Mustangs. Eric Tobin is back in. The State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan Dealer Group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, while at the same time providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. Ball back on the side of Donovan Trumbull, leading it 30-15, a minute to go in the third quarter. Here's a three-pointer. Slough tries it. It won't go. Offensive rebound pulled down by Keller, and he'll be fouled on the way back up. So there you had a couple of guys that haven't done much offensively, creating some atmosphere on that possession.
Yeah, Keller come in with a ball of energy and just kind of went up and grabbed that rebound, just got the fans to their feet, you know, got to the line. Keller playing good minutes here off the bench.
Third foul on Pulowski, and Noah Keller looking for his first point gets it by hitting the free throw. And right now, Donovan Trumbull is 7 of 13 at the line, while Sutton is 2 of 3. So they weren't in the double bonus in the first half, but there were 8 fouls called on Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw now by Noah Keller on the way, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Noah Johnson, his sixth. 31-15, Donovan Trumbull, 40 seconds to go. Sutton has 15 points this far into the game, and they're going to have to more than double that in the final 8 minutes to win. A foul away from the ball again here, this one on the Cardinals.
Yeah, we had saw that, Doug. You and I did a district game with Kennesaw, and Kennesaw was in the same situation against Elwood. Needed to basically double their output, and they did that. So Sutton will need to do the exact same thing in the fourth quarter here.
Foul was on Keller. That's the first of the half on Donovan Trumbull. 30 seconds to go. Wiseman over on the right wing to Honesty. Back up top. There's just nothing going on for the Sutton offense. Into the ball game for Donovan Trumbull is Mitch Sawyers. Looking at the hoop. Honesty doesn't take it. Bags it out. Gives it to Sheridan. To Wiseman, 13 seconds. Gets it back in the paint. Sheridan works his way in. Has his shot rejected by Grady Cook. Picked up by Wiseman, and then a foul going to be called on Keller. And that'll be the second on Noah Keller here in the last minute. 6 seconds to go in the quarter, and it'll be Sutton ball on the wing. Obviously, Sutton does not score a lot of points. They hardly get to 50 all year long. Sutton to throw it in. One more chance before the end of the quarter. Off a couple of picks, they lob it into Johnson. His shot's blocked by Slough, and then out of bounds off Sutton. And Jordan Slough's hurt. He says, I need out. Slough needs out. He blocked the shot vigorously, and there's 2.5 seconds to go. And I think they're going to take Slough immediately to the locker room here, or we'll find out. He comes over, tries to stretch on the sideline. 2.5 seconds remaining here for Donovan Trumbull to bring this to an end if they throw one in here. And it'll be Cook to throw it in. Over to Sawyers. Sawyers from half court lets it go, and no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Your score, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 31 and the Sutton Mustangs 15. You're listening to the State High School Tournament brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive. We'll be back in a minute on The Breeze.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Rob Feed Yard in Donovan has been a part of the successful business picture of Donovan since 1939. More than 70 years of service to the community, providing a local market for your grain and feeder cattle. Rob Feed Yard Incorporated is a proud supporter of Donovan Trumbull Athletics and Academics and wishes the athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Call Greg at 402-845-2211. Thank you for your continued support from Rob Feed Yard of Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Thank you, many fine sponsors from Sutton, Donovan, Trumbull, and the surrounding area for their continued coverage of high school athletics. We head to the fourth quarter on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings, Donovan, Sutton, and Trumbull, and PlantRiverPreps.com. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Other scores, Jeff?
Yeah, at the end of three, Omaha South leads Norfolk 41-40 in Class A and Class D2. High Plains, after three quarters, leads Exeter Milligan 38-33. And no report yet from Class B. Last time we saw it was at halftime, 25-8. Elkhorn South leading Grand Island Northwest.
And that's currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9. Right now, Donovan Trumbull gets it underneath, driving in, scoring, and drawing the foul. Let's see what the officials say. No, a walk. One official was going to call the foul. The other calls Grady Cook for a walk. That's his seventh turnover on Donovan Trumbull, 11 on Sutton. Donovan Trumbull is led by Creighton Burr with 10 points. Lorenzo Williams has 9, 6 of them there in the third quarter. And Cole Wiseman had 6 in the first quarter, and that's all. And he still leads Sutton, down 31-15 against the man-to-man defense here of Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman working on Williams, draws the double team. Kicks it back out, but kicks it 26 feet away from the hoop. Over on the right wing to Sheridan. Tristan off a couple of cuts, gets it inside to Honesty. Honesty to the baseline, trying to make something work. Creighton Burr blocks the shot and takes it away from Noah Johnson. He knew he was in trouble when he looked up. He pump faked him as best he could, but it's still blocked and taken out of there. Lob inside Burr at the other end as they try to double down. Another walk going to be called on Creighton Burr. But, I mean, right now, Jeff, for Donovan Trumbull, it's pretty simple. They can go ahead and work the basketball, be smart, don't take bad shots, and they're going to be playing in the semifinal tomorrow. Their defense has more than carried them tonight.
Yeah, their defense has been a lot more aggressive, a lot more quicker than Sutton's offense. Sutton just seems to be just going through the motions, not doing much offensively.
Sutton finally gets a free throw line jumper that is no good by Honesty, and Creighton Burr will pull down the rebound. Into the front court, Jordan Slough. They don't really come out on him, so he'll take some time before getting it to the left elbow. Creighton Burr dribbles to the right, back out top, and reset it. Wilt Fong over to Williams on the right wing. Takes the right baseline, comes through and kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer, Jordan Slough. That one is no good. Rebound comes out long to Pulowski, his fourth. And here comes Sutton. Wiseman down the left wing. Williams pops out on him. Get it down to the block to Sheridan. Got his man in the air. Puts it up, no good. Got his own rebound. Puts it up again, and that time it goes. But again, Sutton showing that they can ball fake. But when they ball fake, they don't take the shot. It's very unusual. And it's not just one or two guys. It's like everybody on the team. And Williams, as he starts to drive, a timeout will be called here by Donovan Trumbull. It's a full-length timeout. 5:47 to go in the basketball game. Sutton has their work cut out for him. Donovan Trumbull, 31. Sutton, 17. We're back after this.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton Mustangs the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around the Sutton area for over 14 years. They're one of the best to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any other joint discomfort. Call for your appointment at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Mustangs, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $160 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid rebate card, too, when you use your Mr. Tire credit card. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here in the Husker Power Product broadcast booth. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a look at the final stats, hopefully have a chance to chat with at least one of our coaches. And then Southern Valley and Archbishop Bergen here on The Breeze on Classic Hits. Elwood will play Spalding Academy. Here's a three up and in. Riley Wiltfong, that's his first bucket of the game. And the first points of the fourth quarter for Donovan Trumbull. They're now 3 of 8 from three-point land. And Sutton trying to get it inside, turns it over as they overshoot their teammate.
Yeah, it looked like Johnson maybe would have had that ball in the lane. He maybe took his eye off it as well, hit him in the hands, and just trickles out of bounds. Another turnover for Sutton.
Sutton trying to pressure for the first time tonight. 41-22, Elkhorn South leading Grand Island Northwest at the end of three on Classic Hits. Bird drives, gets it underneath the Cook. He's on the block, can't get the shot. Kicks it out to Slough, says fine, we'll reset it. Tick, 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 tick. 5 minutes to go in this one. 34-17, Donovan Trumbull driving in, reverse layup by Williams, blocked. Garrett, no, let me double check the number there. That was Honesty to block it, first block of the game. Here's a long three that is no good by Pulowski. And one of the Donovan Trumbull players got popped in the nose. And they're checking to see if there's any blood. I think the rebound was Grady Cook. And that is that Williams?
Yep. Williams took a spill, maybe a nose, maybe got poked in the eye. But the ref allowed Lorenzo to gain his composure back. And Donovan will inbound this ball.
Ball kicked. And so they'll bring it in again. More basketball going on. South now leads Norfolk 49-45 with 3:40 to go. Quickly up the floor. Here comes Cook to the trailer. Wiltfong kicks it into the corner. Williams for three. That one won't go, but it's all Cook underneath. Or excuse me, Wiltfong underneath. He'll get the rebound and score. There wasn't anybody else down there. And it's 36-17. Donovan Trumbull with their largest lead of the game. 4:15 away from advancing to the semifinals. It's a mere formality right now. Left elbow, jumper on the way. No good by Sheridan. Ball hits the floor. Creighton Burr will get the rebound to Williams. Back to Burr. He'll find Slough into the front court with 4 minutes to go. 36-17, Donovan Trumbull. With it is Wiltfong. Swings it over to Slough. On the wing, Burr. Burr tries to power his way down the baseline, and he will. Creighton Burr with his 12th point of the basketball game, 38-17. And the final timeout of the game will be called here by Sutton. 3:41 to go in the contest. It is 38-17. Donovan Trumbull leading Sutton here on The Breeze.
Donovan Trumbull Cardinals at State from Around the Block in Donovan. Around the Block is a one-of-a-kind shop with a unique selection of home decor, jewelry, antiques, seasonal items, and Melissa and Doug toys. You'll find wonderful handmade gifts and decorations, too. Come to Around the Block and visit the tea room and enjoy lunch or dessert while shopping. Bring your state basketball program in and receive a 10% discount on select items. Go Cardinals! Around the Block, 109 West Plum Street in downtown Donovan.
You can bale with confidence with a new John Deere 459 round baler. And right now, during deer season, you can get $1,500 off any 459 model, as well as your choice of 0% financing for 48 months or big cash discounts. Better baling, bigger savings. Call or come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Jeff Babel joining me, Doug Duda, here at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast, and just not Sutton's night. You want to get to state, but you don't want to have the ball not go in like it's not going in right now. 7 of 36 from the field for Sutton. That is 19%.
Yeah, and they had the recipe for success in the district final, and they just weren't able to repeat that here today. Donovan Trumbull holding them to 19% shooting, so credit Donovan Trumbull as well, playing good defense.
There, Wiseman got open inside, and he'll lay it up and in. And that's the first bucket since the first quarter for Cole Wiseman. He's got 8, 38-19. Sutton had an 8-8 tie after one, and they have scored 11 total points since then. We've got 3 minutes to go in the game. And Donovan Trumbull will advance. They're being smart here. They're not running down the floor and throwing up the shot. Lorenzo Williams dribbling the basketball. And it'll be sweet revenge here for Donovan Trumbull. Hastings St. Cecilia, though, sitting at home going, man, 19 points, really? And that's what kept them out, was Sutton beating Donovan Trumbull. And now a foul will be called on Cole Wiseman. That'll be his third. It's just a 15 foul, so fouls to give. And Donovan Trumbull's not a great free throw shooting team, but when you got a 19-point lead and 2.5 to go, you can brick quite a few.
Yeah, and all you got to do, Donovan Trumbull, just keep working your sets. Just try to milk that clock away. If you have to shoot the occasional free throw, you've got plenty of room if you can miss any of them here.
Coach Steve Hartman has decided to set Jordan Slough down and bring Noah Keller in. And while he's fighting for position on the inbound, an offensive foul will be called here on Creighton Burr. That'll be his first and the team's third.
Smart move there getting Slough out of the game. I thought maybe he should have done it a minute or two earlier, but it's good to get these guys deep into the fourth quarter because there's going to be a lot stiffer competition as you advance in this tournament.
Right wing, Trey Raymer up top to Sheridan. Top of the circle to Pulaski. Work it over to Wiseman, still man-to-man. Force it inside. Pulaski catches it back out front. They'll find a three-pointer on the way. Trey Raymer got it. Trey Raymer knocks down the bucket. 38-22 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Again, Sutton has already used all of their timeouts. They got rid of the old scoreboard years ago here at the Prox Activity Center. It used to set right in the middle of the ceiling that dropped down, but they don't have that here. It's been a long time. Old school state tournament. Folks will remember that. Minute 45 to go. Wiseman comes out on Wiltfong, gets it over to Burr. Back to Riley. Sutton playing close defense but not fouling, and the ball goes through Lorenzo Williams' hands. Ninth turnover of the game for Donovan Trumbull. Sutton will get it back. 38-22. Sutton will end their year at 17-10. Donovan Trumbull will be 23-4. On the right wing with it is Raymer. Up top, they'll go to Sheridan. Still running their offense, but right now at this point, it doesn't really matter. If you get a look, you need to shoot. Minute 20 to go. Raymer, ball fake, can't get open. Over to Sheridan. Inside, trying to make a power move. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called before Raymer can get the shot. And again, that's only the fourth team foul on Donovan Trumbull. So no free throws. Looks like it's on Noah Keller. That'll be his third. He's got three of the four whistled on the Cardinals here in this game, second half. Inbounds pass for a three. It's no good by Pulaski. Rebound grab by Grady Cook. 1 minute to go. 38-22, Donovan Trumbull. Top of the key with it is Cook. Gives it over to Keller. Trying to play keep away. The ball goes off the head of Johnson and out of bounds.
Coach Hartman's not too pleased with the effort right now from Donovan Trumbull. They've got this game in the bag, but they've kind of not been running their offense. They've kind of just been throwing the ball a little careless right now. So Coach Hartman barking at the boys, just trying to keep them focused here.
Inbounds pass comes to Creighton Burr. Burr just holding the ball, gives it to Williams. Playing keep away, trying to let that clock run down, and there's a foul on Sutton that will send Lorenzo Williams to the line. It's going to be called on Trey Raymer. That'll be his third. Well, that's still only the sixth team foul, so we're not in the one-and-one yet. 45 seconds remaining, 38-22, Donovan Trumbull. Southern Valley Archbishop Bergen next at 8:45. And for as low scoring as this game's been, it would seem like it would have taken 1 hour and 2 minutes. Another foul called here, and that will be the seventh. It's also on Raymer, his fourth, and that will send to the line Lorenzo Williams. He is one of two, has 9 points. Checking in, Mitch Sawyers. And coming out of the basketball game is going to be Donovan Trumbull's Riley Wiltfong will get Coach Steve Hartman up here for the post game as the free throw is up and in by Lorenzo Williams. We'll also be bringing you the final stats of the ball game as Donovan Trumbull starts to clear the bench. Coming in will be Jake Kreidel, and Creighton Burr will come out. Gestures to the crowd. Great job, Donovan Trumbull. State football champs, now two wins away from being state basketball champs. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Lorenzo Williams with 11 points. Now he'll come out, 40-22. Ben Turner will come in. Turner, Sawyers, Kreidel, Keller, all out on the floor. And Tobin's out there, I believe. Back into the hands of Johnson here for Sutton. Final 30 seconds of this state quarterfinal. Over to Wiseman. Ball fake. Drives in. Can't get to the shot. Fires it to Johnson on the baseline. He'll power it up and in. Noah Johnson with his second bucket of the ball game. 40-24. 20 seconds left. With it is Tobin. Fires it into the front court. Gets it to Turner. Turner, jump pass over to Keller. Keller starts to drive. Poked away from behind. Sutton will have it for one last attempt here. Wiseman will push the ball up the floor, stops top of the key three. It is good, and that is the end of the basketball game. The final score is Donovan Trumbull 40 and Sutton 27. The Mustangs will end the year at 17-10. Donovan Trumbull 23-4 heads to the state semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against the winner of Southern Valley and Archbishop Bergen, and you'll hear it here on the Breeze 94.5. Coming up next, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Stay with us here on The Breeze.
Hi, this is Dr. Pradeep Priya, Brian Hart, Mary Lanning Cardiology. I have returned to Hastings to be part of this new partnership between Brian Health and Mary Lanning Healthcare. My colleagues and I will serve the region 24/7 through our office in the Medical Services Building in Suite 206. To schedule an appointment, including new patients, call 402-460-5555. I'm excited to be back in a community that means so much to me. For all your heart care needs, choose Brian Hart, Mary Lanning Cardiology.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Prosh Activities Center here on the campus of Lincoln Southeast High School and the State High School Basketball Tournament, brought to you by Misco Sports. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to do so as you get ready for spring, whether it's track, soccer, whatever your sport may be. Misco travels the state to make sure the schools and athletes have the gear, uniforms, and equipment they need to be the very best on the field, the court, the playing surface that you choose. Misco Sports. Well, it was quite a ball game here for Donovan Trumbull's defense, and in fact, Sutton was about as hot as they'd been the whole game at the very end when they were able to put up 12 points in the fourth quarter of play, and that was almost as many as they had in the first three, where they had a total of 15, but it does not go the way of the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. They were able to beat Donovan Trumbull to get to the state tournament, but couldn't do it twice. And usually when you're the underdog and pull off the upset of the districts, it rarely happens again in the state tournament. And it did not happen tonight for Sutton. But you know, the thing that will stick in their craw, their season's ending at the hands of Donovan Trumbull again here. But great football, great basketball seasons for Sutton. Even had a handful of wrestlers do very good at Omaha. Of course, their wrestling team made it to the state wrestling duels at Sutton So congratulations there. Donovan Trumbull also continues to build their wrestling program. So it's been a good winter sports season for the boys. Now it's on to the spring. We'll figure out the stats, bring them all to you right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Sutton Lumber in Sutton offers all you may need for commercial and residential new construction and remodeling projects. From special order materials to basic hardware, Sutton Lumber offers quality products to help you get your job done. Congratulations, Sutton Mustangs, on a successful season and best wishes at state. Sutton Lumber, your building specialist.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
For all your printing and advertising needs, call Printing MD, your printing doctor in Sutton. Printing MD can do it all, from embossed napkins and wedding invitations to posters and magnetic signs for your vehicle. Printing MD can make a banner for a special occasion or designated parking signs for your lot. Add that to letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, registration forms, posters, brochures, sales bills, and more. Printing MD is your complete printer. Call for a quote on your next printing job. 773-5582. Printing MD, proudly supporting all Sutton athletes.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, and head coach Steve Hartman joins us here as Donovan Trumbull guarantees themselves two more basketball games here at the state tournament. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, Doug, very much. Our kids, they really rose to the occasion. I thought we were just much tougher mentally tonight than we were the first time out. And our kids, you know, we took the ball inside and did a nice job of getting it in there and finishing. And I couldn't be proud of our kids. And Jordan gutted it out. Looks like he'll be all right, but, you know, we're going to have to work with it. But I thought Creighton was really, really good. And Lorenzo hit some big shots again for us. He is the best at hitting the no. Yes, we'll take it. But you know what? When you got an athlete like that, sometimes you got to give them their head a little bit and take the good with the bad. And
yeah, I thought Sutton really took him away. It was a long time before he could get a three-pointer. Then he hit the first one he made, got a nice little spurt there in the third quarter to kind of give you the cushion you needed.
Yeah, he did. And Riley hit a big one. You know, out of a timeout or the start of the quarter, he hit on it, you know, down in a corner. And we hit just enough. We know we have to hit enough perimeter shots to keep people honest on in the lane. And I thought our kids, for the most part, we got a little impatient in the fourth quarter. I thought at the six-minute mark, seven-minute mark, you know, we tried to create a little bit too much too quick. We kept telling them ball reversals were wins for us right now, and we did a little better job later.
When you were ahead, I believe it was 38-17, and a timeout called the final one for Sutton. At the time, they were 7 of 36, 19% from the field. Some of that is just a rough night shooting.
Yeah.
A lot of that is what you guys do defensively. How were you even able to play them better defensively than the last time?
Well, our kids really, we have a pretty good feel for what they're going to do coming off that high screen, and I thought, you know, Lorenzo did an awesome job keeping Wiseman out of the lane for the most part. And Riley was really good on Pulowski. And then our post guys, you know, when they did try to go inside, we blocked some shots and we only gave them one, you know, a couple times they scored in the first half were offensive rebounds. In the second half, we just rebounded the heck out of it. So, just a lot of fundamental things we talked about. You know, we had to close out and block out. We could control that. We couldn't control them making shots, and we could control passing and pivoting on the offensive end and hope we'd make some shots, and we made a few.
Steve Hartman with us for just another minute here on the Misco's postgame show. Steve, it's obvious that Jordan is hurting and just can't take the jump shots, will not be in the mix, and anybody that's scouting is going to know that. So how can you play that off when you know other teams can play you 5-on-4 for the most part?
Well, you know, nobody's guarded him on the perimeter very much all year, and he looked pretty good for not shooting for a few. I mean, he took a couple, and he hadn't shot for a week, so I wasn't real happy that. But you know what? An athlete like that, I trust him. So he picked his points. I thought he penetrated and made a big basket early in the second half. He didn't go very often, but I think he'll still rise to the occasion and find a way to help us win basketball games.
Quick thought as you prepare for tomorrow. You saw Southern Valley at your sub-district. Archbishop Bergen's got some big, big boys. Just a quick thought on these two teams.
Well, they're both, I think, for the most part, zone teams. And so we're going to have to, you know, be smart with the way we attack their zone, find a way to get the ball in the gut of the zone, and then attack from that point. We can't live on the perimeter. And we'll see. I mean, obviously, Bergen can match up with us. I think we're a little quicker on the perimeter if it's Bergen. Southern Valley's another animal. They make it a different type of ball game. I'll be interested to see how our kids handle it. I think we've got a plan that we can put together to offensively to attack that thing. But, you know, we just wanted to survive another day and win some possessions.
Well, Steve-O, we'll let you get back to the team. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. It is a quick turnaround, but you guys have had to do that a couple times.
Yeah, we have. It's better than 9 games in 15 days, I can tell you that.
3-3, you've guaranteed it. Let's see if you can get to the big house.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Thank you.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thanks.
Steve Hartman, head coach here at Donovan Trumbull. They win it today 40-27 over the Sutton Mustangs. And let's take a look at the numbers after this timeout on the Nesco Sports Postgame Show.
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $7,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $2,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the care you deserve and the results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton sports teams.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
George's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway says congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs on a great year. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Mustangs, from George's 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Nesco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers of our ball game. First off for Sutton. They were led by Cole Wiseman. The outstanding senior had 11 points tonight. Trey Raymer had a three-point bucket and one rebound. Nicholas Honesty, 2 points, two rebounds, and a block. Andrew Pulowski, 5 points, four rebounds. Tristan Sheridan, 2 points, five rebounds. And Noah Johnson, 4 points and six rebounds. 10 points in the first half, 17 in the second half. Sutton finishes with 27 points, 18 rebounds, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 3 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block, 12 turnovers. Sutton will say goodbye to their seniors, Cole Wiseman, Austin Reinch, Trey Raymer. So they've got a lot of kids that are coming back. And the 27 points that they scored in the game tonight was the second lowest all year. They scored 23 against St. Cecilia and High Plains, who are two good teams, and High Plains won their state tournament game tonight. For Donovan Trumbull, Noah Keller, 1 point, one rebound. Jordan Slough, 2 points and a block shot. Creighton Burr led the way with 12 points, five rebounds, and four blocks. Lorenzo Williams, 11 points, three rebounds. Grady Cook, 4 points, five rebounds, two blocks. Riley Wiltfong, 6 points, two rebounds. Eric Tobin, 4 points, three rebounds, and a block. 20 points in each half, finishing with 40 points, 19 rebounds, 9 out of 16 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from three-point land, 8 block shots unofficially for Donovan Trumbull, and 10 turnovers as the Cardinals improve to 23-4 and advance to tomorrow's semifinal with a 40-27 victory. We'll wrap things up on the Nabisco Sports postgame show in a minute.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
Nabisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Jeff, some exciting 7 o'clock games. What else do we have?
Excuse me. For the 7 o'clock games, we had three finals right now, and one game headed into double overtime. Right now, Elkhorn South did get the victory over Grand Island Northwest, 64-31. That's a final in B. Donovan Trumbull, with a 40-27 victory over Sutton. We just heard that one right here on the Breeze, 94.5. High Plains, 49-45 victory over Exeter Milligan. That's a final. And heading into double overtime right now, Norfolk and Elkhorn South tied at 59 in that one, and a buzzer beater to force.
Yeah, Omaha South overtime. Gets the layup to force double overtime. So that's what's going on in A. We're going to take a very quick break as Archbishop Bergen and Southern Valley will tip off in about 15 minutes. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of your athletic needs. For our producer engineer John Dibbert and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with Southern Valley Basketball.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Flat River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.